Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Much like the Patriots season as a whole, there are many ways to view Sunday's win over the Jets here at Gillette Stadium. They lost a late lead once again, with an inability to throw a knockout punch against an opponent. They were also undermanned at several positions and had a few injuries to overcome. Yes, many ways to view this win.
Sanchez is back to throw. He is going to be hit and sacked. Fumble on the play. Patriots recover. The game is over.
Getting to that point, a Jermaine Cunningham, Rob Ninkovich strip sack to end the game in overtime was a circuitous route. Let's start in the defensive backfield. Without regulars Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory, Devin McCourty moved from cornerback to safety, a switch he made last year as well. Last week in Seattle, the Pats ended the game with rookies Tavon Wilson and Nate Ebner manning the safety spots.
You know, to be able to have my teammates count on me to switch positions and at safety, you know, a lot of communication starts with me. So I just try to study hard and be ready to go. You know, we got guys that are young out there. We got different guys because of injuries. I just try to do my job. And, you know, there was definitely some good and some bad. But just keep working on that and be ready to play different roles on the team.
And on offense, the line was put in a difficult spot just before kickoff. Left guard Logan Mankins had already been scratched, and then a sickness knocked right guard Dan Connolly out of action for nearly the entire game. A makeshift line included Nick McDonald and Donald Thomas playing virtually every snap.
The next guy has to step in and you know, play as well as he can. And it's like that on every single team and every, you know, all the other teams I've been to, same philosophy. You come in and you play just as well, or if not, try to play better than, you know, who you're replacing, and try not to hurt the team. So, I mean, guys did a great job. Nick did a great job today to step up and at a minute's notice and be ready to go.
Despite some personnel upheaval, the Pats were ahead by 10 entering the fourth quarter, and there was certainly a feeling that they should have been in even more control of the contest. The lead slipped away, and then some. A Mark Sanchez to Dustin Keller touchdown, followed by two late field goals, and the Jets had the lead. The Pats rebounded, but they know their performance on Sunday wasn't good enough as they near the midpoint of this season.
You fixate on the things you got to get better at, you know. So I'm happy we got the win. Everything's, you know, great that we won, but we'll get to work tomorrow, watch the tape, and see the things that we didn't do well. You know, that's just the way we are.
We're building, and we continue to get better. We played a team tonight that fought hard, and we fought hard, and came down to the end.
Well, the next building block for Brady and company will come next Sunday in London against the Rams. The Pats will be on the practice field here in Foxborough on Tuesday. That is a rarity, but we'll have all the coverage you need, as always, right here on Patriots.com. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.